Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Troops from across the province, including from the 31st Canadian Brigade Group, based in London, Ontario, started arriving in Northumberland County on April 22nd. By last weekend, 800 soldiers participated in a regional training exercise. It was one of three such massive operations simultaneously taking place in the province. In this interview, Colleen McCabe, Northumberland County's Health, Safety, and Emergency Risk Manager, will tell us about what was involved. Emergency services like fire, ambulances, and a host of others participated. She says it was beneficial in so many ways. Have a listen and see if you agree. I'm so pleased to have with me today Colleen McCabe, Northumberland County's Health, Safety, and Emergency Risk Manager. Welcome to Consider This Northumberland.
Good afternoon, Robert.
There was a military exercise that took place in Northumberland County last weekend. Can you describe in the most basic terms what took place?
Well, in the most basic terms, it was a large-scale exercise in that there was over 800 military personnel that came into our area and so operated out of approximately six different community centers for their accommodations and traveled up and down along roads with some tasks in mind. So they were simulating an aircraft disaster response. And in that, they had to locate pieces of wreckage, and potentially casualties as part of it. I don't have all the ins and outs for the exercise, but they had several different tasks that even included some water search and rescue. They had the opportunity to kind of collaborate and work with all of the member municipalities and the county of Northumberland and several different partner agencies. So that's where the kind of that large scale comes from.
All right. So let's explore that just a little bit more. So one of the purposes of this exercise was to provide military people with this hands-on experience, but also this chance to work with local municipalities. And the term that they use is emergency management partners. Can you describe how that worked?
So emergency management partners would be all the different municipalities, the county, the province, the federal government, and even at our level, right, our emergency management partners include all the different organizations that we would work with. So it could be our first responders, it could be the Red Cross. So all these different organizations that came together to support the military while they were planning their training exercise in Northumberland County.
So when you're talking about emergency management, could you just flesh that out a bit more?
Absolutely. The emergency management, so it can start right when an incident occurs. So, and that's where you get your paramedics, your police, your firefighters coming together at a scene for that initial response. And when you get into a larger and larger response, you require more and more personnel. So it could be more first responders from another municipality that provide support. If there's been a large fire in an apartment building, and then that's when you're working with even more emergency management partners. So the municipality may call the county, and we would ask Red Cross. There's the Ontario Community Emergency assistance program, OSEP. So they would come in and provide support, and Salvation Army, St. John Ambulance. So there's so many different partners that we actually work together on a regular basis here for our planning and different exercises that we do.
So with this military exercise, were there literally volunteer fire departments or ambulances responding or communicating? How did that work?
So every municipality may have participated to a different extent. Hamilton Township, for example, they were the headquarters for the military exercise. So the 31st Territorial Battalion Group, based out of London, Ontario, so Canadian Armed Forces, they're a reserve branch, I guess, they were exercising in an effort to practice domestic emergency response. So Baltimore was the headquarters, and Hamilton Township and the fire department worked very closely with the Canadian Armed Forces for that part of the exercise. And there's some water search and rescue also that the fire department there and the armed forces, I understand, kind of worked together on Saturday.
Were they totally self-sufficient or were they using local resources?
Absolutely. With the planning piece. So they worked with the different municipalities, with the community centers to see if it was something that they could utilize. So it was something the municipalities would have agreed to and participated in. But my understanding from all the planning that we've done together in this large planning group is that if the military was ever called on to provide domestic response in an emergency situation, they want to be able to come, right, provide that support without draining any of the resources in the community. So feed themselves, provide their own medical care. So that exercise also is part of that. So I understand that part of that planning included the Trenton base for the support of the armed forces that were here for the exercise.
So what was the county's role in all this?
A big part of the county's role was the collaboration. So we've already got the relationships and the rapport, and we, our groups, our emergency management partners, we meet on about a bi-monthly basis for our own emergency management planning purposes, for our own response. Ideally, at the municipal and the county level, we never have to reach out to the province or, right, ask them to reach out to the federal government to respond to an emergency here. Ideally, it's something that we would be able to always manage and provide the resources. And we have fantastic mutual aid agreements between, right, let's say the various fire departments, the municipalities, to provide that support. And we've seen it happen. If we look back at, right, the blizzard of 2022, it's just incredible to see all the different fire departments supporting each other across the county in order to take care of our citizens. So all that planning. So with the military exercise, by reaching out to the county, they were able to work with us and all of the emergency management partners and municipalities, because we've already got those established relationships and meetings that occur. So we helped with the collaboration. One of the big things that we also provided assistance with was communication as well. Making sure that our residents were informed, they knew what was happening in the county, they knew early, right, we could address any inquiries if they were to come up, and so we played a big role providing that supportive piece for communication with the military and our municipalities.
It is a little hard to hide an operation of this kind. What logistics were involved from the county's perspective to prepare for an event like this?
What logistics?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking for, I guess, for resources for us. So again, that communications piece was large. The different municipalities that participated at different levels would have had their own various logistic pieces. And it wouldn't have been a community center of the county, it was the municipality. So they would be, I guess, working through those logistics. For us, it was trying to make sure we were bringing everybody together regularly to make sure we're getting those updates. So it's long-term planning for this. So about a year of planning to be able to, right? And this was just one exercise that I understand was occurring in the province at the exact same time. So the military had an even bigger plan in place that included at least another two other sites, Sudbury and Cornwall, over the same time. So that was a planning piece on their part that we wouldn't have been involved in or needed to be, because we just provided the support at this level.
What are the concerns or the things that you worried about when you were working with the military?
From an emergency management perspective, what my concerns are is with the influx of personnel into the area that are staying at different community centers that we would maybe want to utilize in the event there was an actual emergency here. Right. So there is a little bit of a consumption of resources. So just at being aware of, right, where they were and what the activities were in order to be able to know what our resources were and be able to pivot if something were to happen. So it's a kind of that management perspective there.
Did you need to close down any areas, provide security, get clearance for the use of certain areas? How did that all work?
So we did not need to, no. The military worked with different municipalities and landowners. And they've got their own processes in place to, I guess, agree to land use agreements. They've got their own processes in place, Robert, just to write. So these land use agreements, right? Some of the stuff, it's public land, and they could operate. Again, a big thing for us was that communications. We knew they'd be up and down certain areas or roads. And right. So when we talked to them, okay, well, do you have road signage you bring to put it up? And we learned that they didn't. So we got some signs to be able to put up in those busier areas. Because again, an important piece is making sure that the residents know what's going on and that it's just a training exercise.
You already mentioned that this was a year in planning. I'm just curious, what was it like to sit around a table and plan with the military? I mean, how much are they listening and how much are they telling?
We had a fantastic collaboration. I feel like there was a lot of learning that occurred for both sides. I'm not very familiar with the military but so it was a great learning experience for me and how things work. And if we identified that there might be any challenges where they wanted to perform, say, one of the tasks in the county, I found they were very open and willing to listen and change their plans. I think overall with the planning and looking at the weekend, it was a very successful experience for myself. We weren't involved in the exercise, but it was all that planning pieces and making sure that this worked for everybody in Northumberland County. And it wasn't just about the military. Right. I think it was very fantastic opportunity and really good communication all around.
You've mentioned communication a number of times in our conversation, but there must be a general level of education that has to occur so that people don't freak out when they see soldiers or military vehicles going around. Can you describe what it takes from your perspective to get information out to the public and that it's the right information? I mean, we live in a world where disinformation and misinformation can overwhelm almost instantaneously. Can you describe for us how you manage that challenge?
So that certainly, I suppose, could have been a challenge. I think so the communications team at Northumberland County did a fantastic job on putting together a communications plan early, right? Having that strategy and trying to make sure that information was out there early, not too early, right? In that timely fashion. So with part of that communications plan, you may have saw, Robert, right, at that March 19th council meeting, the military presented on their exercise to council. And that was kind of the kickoff to that initial communications plan. And from there, there's strategic releases of information. And I certainly didn't see any dis or misinformation surrounding the exercise. And I'm not sure if you did, so I think, right, the response was overwhelmingly positive. We didn't hear anything negative. I was monitoring all weekend. I was on call all weekend. The military knew, give me a call if anything was to come up, and it was quiet. So for me, that's a huge success, and that speaks volumes to the communication that occurred. And just at making sure that regular information's going out, because I know on the Friday beforehand, there was a release about the airplane fuselage. Did I say that correctly? That was being distributed. And, so again, making the public aware, if they saw this, it's okay. It's part of the exercise.
Did you get any phone calls or any queries from the public at all?
Not at all. So the emergency management email that was published, there was no inquiries there. So having checked with our main reception, there was no phone calls that were made. And we made sure we had the information available. So having that at reception, having that the website, and being able to direct people to that. The military, they had released their own media briefings through a few different social media channels as well. But no, it was pretty quiet. I think I can say that now.
How does this fit into your mandate?
I guess the emergency risk part. So I oversee the emergency management plan and program for Northumberland County. This is something that is required under the Emergency Management Civil Protection Act legislation out there. So there's a whole bunch of different components that we have to have as a municipality. So I oversee that. And this fits in because it helps us in continuing to develop that program and that plan and identify, right, what our strengths are, what our weaknesses are. So just that collaboration and planning over that such a long term and learning, and then also making sure that the activities that are going on here fits in with everything that goes along with that emergency management program.
How would you describe your job the rest of the year when you aren't doing this kind of thing?
I find the position is very, very busy from the health and safety aspect. There's lots of policy and planning that goes on there to protect our staff. But the same thing with the emergency management program, that can keep me pretty busy too.
Did you get any feedback from the military?
We had very positive feedback from the military. They very much appreciated the support from all of our municipalities, from our emergency management partners, first responders, and the county. So again, it's been quite some time in planning, right? And quite a big and a busy weekend. And for it to be so successful. And I can say it right from like that communication piece, it's been quiet. There was nothing that was reported as an incident. They were very, very pleased with the outcome is my understanding.
With all the resources that go into something like this, do you get your costs covered by the military or how does it get paid for?
I would say in this instance, so we weren't part of the exercise. So I would consider it part of, right, my role and part of the county's program in that we participated, we collaborated. I wouldn't say there were any costs on our part that wouldn't have been already part of our program. Now, if we had maybe planned for something even bigger, that might have looked a little bit different. And
what is the advantage of being a host to an event like this in the county?
I would say the learning, the development, the relationships. We've got a better understanding of whose roles are what, how things would roll out if there was ever that emergency that would require we get to the point we're asking for federal support. We have a much better understanding how everything works.
What were the takeaways that you go away with and say, okay, that we're going to add this into our manuals, or we're going to do this in the future?
So that's a tough one, Robert, because we're not finished yet. So just so you, I guess for full clarity. So we are scheduling a debrief with the entire emergency management, like that partner group. So all of the municipalities, the organizations, the military, ourselves, so that I could actually definitively answer that question for you. Generally, again, I think like for me, a big concern was always that communication piece. Having now come out of that weekend and with all the planning that went in place, I really believe that communication piece was vital and was a big part of why nothing happened, why we didn't hear anything. I would have a more specific answer for you, though, in a few weeks.
Would you do this again?
Absolutely. I would like the opportunity. And again, it would come down to like our other departments and, the capacity and resources they have. But I think it'd be a fantastic opportunity. So we've learned so much now to be able to build, like for us to properly exercise with them and join in, as opposed to just being that collaborative support, partner that helped with the planning. Yeah. I think it would be very beneficial.
Colleen McCabe, thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome, Robert. It's been a pleasure.
That was Colleen McCabe, Northumberland County's Health, Safety, and Emergency Risk Manager. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.